Biden tours beach town damaged by massive California storms. Capitola, California. President Joe Biden walked along the splintered boardwalk of this picture postcard California beach town Thursday and heard from business owners struggling to repair damage to their shops after deadly storms caused devastation across the region and killed more than 20 people statewide. Biden toured a gutted seafood restaurant and the badly flooded Paradise Beach Grill, not far from the collapsed Capitola Pier and the brightly painted pink, orange, and teal shops that were all boarded up following the storms. Walls were crumbling, debris scattered everywhere, and floors swept away by raging waters. Paradise Beach Grill owner Chuck Meyer told Biden that water had gushed up from the floor and swamped his business on Monterey Bay not far from Santa Cruz. "No kidding," Biden exclaimed. "You don't feel it until you walk the streets," Biden said later from nearby Seacliff State Park, speaking about how bad the damage was and blaming climate change for the severity of the weather. "If anybody doubts the climate is changing, they must have been asleep for the last couple of years." Flanked by first responders, California Governor Gavin Newsom and Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell, the president highlighted the damage from the punishing rains, powerful winds, floods, and landslides. He warned climate change would create more extreme weather. "We know some of the destruction is going to take years to rebuild," Biden said. "But we've got to not just rebuild, but rebuild better." From December 26 to January 17, California was deluged by 11.47 inches of rain and snow on average across the state, according to the National Weather Service's Weather Prediction Center, with some reports of up to 15 feet of snow in the highest elevations of the Sierra Nevada. California gets much of its rain and snow in the winter from a weather phenomenon known as atmospheric rivers, long, narrow bands of water vapor that form over the ocean and flow through the sky. California has been hit by 9 atmospheric rivers since late December. The storms have relented in recent days. Forecasters were calling for light rain toward the end of this week, followed by a dry period. Criswell said Thursday on the trip from Washington that the president and staff have to be mindful of what people have been through when traveling to places devastated by storms and other natural disasters. "There has just been so much trauma to this community, and it's really important that we keep that in mind," he said. "These communities have had loss of life, loss of their well-being, and their livelihood. And I think it's incredibly important that they know that the president is here to support them, and that the full force of the federal family is going to be behind them." Biden has already approved a major disaster declaration for the state, freeing additional federal resources for recovery efforts. Hours before the visit, he raised the level of federal assistance available even higher. More than 500 FEMA and other federal personnel have been deployed to California to support the emergency operations. Thousands of bystanders gathered for the president's visit and cheered him as he toured the boardwalk. Newsom praised the fast federal response, but warned the threat remains high in a state that just a few years ago suffered devastating drought and is now facing record rainfall. "The scale and scope of these floods is hard to understand unless you get out, and that's why I couldn't be more grateful to the president for taking the time to come out again." Associated Press writers Colleen Long and Seth Borenstein in Washington and Adam Beam in Sacramento, California, contributed to this report. By Zeke Miller.